bit of a negative topic today, but hopefully we'll come away positive, thinking about how actually good can come from our anger. So we're going to explore anger by looking at these verses that Naomi read earlier. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Why? Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Now, we all get angry from time to time. We've seen how John McEnroe got angry in his tennis matches. I want to share with you how I get angry. Actually, I want to show you what makes me angry. These make me angry. My daughter's sliders, okay? Because she leaves them at the bottom of the stairs, and I trip over them and nearly break my neck. And I bellow at her, "Don't leave your shoes at the bottom of the stairs. One of these days I'm going to really trip over and hurt myself." We all get angry from time to time, don't we? But here's the thing about anger. Sometimes it's okay to feel angry. Sometimes it's not okay. So what I want you to do now is discuss with your neighbour, when is it okay to be angry? When is it not okay? Just discuss for a couple of minutes. Okay then. Let's think about this a little more. When is it okay? When is it not okay to be angry? Let's think about times when it's okay to feel angry. I've just got some examples to help you think this through. Imagine your friend at school is being bullied. Those of you who are at school. It's okay to feel angry about that. Because something really wrong is going on. Some injustice, a bad thing is happening. It's okay to feel angry in response to something that we know is really wrong. Maybe your friend is getting hurt and upset. Or how about this? We all know that in our world, many people live in poverty. Many people don't have enough to eat, even though there's enough food. It's okay to feel angry about that. Because something's not right here. The world can produce enough food, but one half of the world, or a quarter of the world, are getting too fat because they eat too much food, and the rest are starving. There's something not right. It's okay to feel angry about something like that. Imagine your grandma's house is broken into and burgled, and all of her savings are stolen. It's okay to feel that emotion of anger in response to news like that. Because that's big, that's important. That's an awful thing that's happened. Or how about this? We know about plastic, don't we? We're responding a little bit to our environment after the service litter picking. But we know that it's ruining the environment. We know animals are being harmed. It's okay to feel frustrated about that because this is a ginormous thing that will affect generations beyond us. So sometimes with big things, with important things that really matter, when people are being harmed, when wrong is being done, when there's injustice, on occasions like those, it's okay to feel angry. But other times it's definitely not okay to feel angry. Let's think about that. Imagine you're waiting for someone and they don't arrive and they don't arrive and they don't arrive. And you start to feel that anger boiling up because they're late. Well, it's probably not right to feel angry. Better to respond with patience. Or how about somebody, maybe at school, accidentally bumps into you in the playground, okay? And you feel really angry and you kind of... And then you think, wait a minute, is that right or is that wrong? Well, it's not okay because it was an accident. They didn't mean to harm you. A better response than anger is just let it go. Happens every day, little accidents like that. Or maybe you lose a game that you're playing, a board game, a computer game, a game of football. Maybe Tottenham lose and you start to feel really angry. But actually, if you lose, rather than feeling angry, better to learn to be a good sportsman, better to learn to lose graciously than get angry. Or maybe your mum tells you, time to do your homework now, and you get really angry with your mum. But actually, a better response would be obedience, because mum cares for me, she wants me to do well at school, etc. So these are times where it's not okay, but other times it is okay to be angry. So when it is okay to be angry, and it's tricky sometimes to figure out when is it okay, when it's not okay, but if we've figured it out and we think, right, it's okay to feel angry about that thing, the key question is, what should our anger produce? Remember this verse? Everyone should be slow to become angry because human anger does not produce the righteousness, the good and right things that God desires. So that's the question. Okay, we're becoming angry, but what's my anger going to produce? What's going to happen directly after I feel angry? You see, often, I know this in my life, often when we're angry, we end up doing things which are wrong. So we feel angry, we lose our temper, and we say something offensive, a swear word or something, or we damage someone with our words. Or we feel angry and we shout and we yell, and we're mean and unkind to people. Or maybe we just explode when we're angry. That's what our anger produces, a big explosion, and we hurt somebody, maybe physically, maybe with our words. Maybe we're angry and we just lose it completely, and we end up upsetting people close to us and friends that we care for and our family that we love. So that's the problem. Anger is tricky because often we end up producing things that are wrong. That's what our anger does to us. We're going to see an example of that in a clip from Inside Out. This little guy, you may have noticed on Johnny's slide earlier. So Inside Out is a kid's film, but it's actually really insightful about emotions and how we work and what goes on in our heads as human beings. Apparently, the makers of the film consulted psychologists. And these little guys, if you see these guys in the film, they represent emotions, feelings that are going on in our head. So no prizes for guessing who this is. This is anger, sadness, disgust, joy, and fear. And those are the five main emotions. So in the clip, when you see those guys speaking, that's what's happening inside the person's head. But we're going to watch the clip now, and I want you to watch carefully and see what Riley's anger produces. Riley is the little girl who's just started a new school. Okay? See what her anger produces. Watch what it causes her to do.
So, how was the first day of school?
He's broken us.
Anna, you pretend to be right.
Okay.
It was all right, I guess. Come on. Oh, very smooth. That was just like Joy.
Something is definitely going on.
She's never acted like this before. What should we do? We're going to find out what's happening, but we'll need support. Signal the husband.
So, there's some anger for you, and hopefully you saw Riley, the little girl, got angry, and what did it produce in her? Can anyone tell me? What did her anger cause her to do? Anyone? Yeah, and you saw the kinds of things. She told her parents to shut up. She sort of banged the table with her fists and she stormed off upstairs. Not good. And anger often causes us to do stuff like that. We produce things that are not good and we kind of regret what we said or did afterwards. So, this is the question. When we feel angry, and when it's okay to feel angry, how can we manage to cause our anger to produce good things rather than bad things that hurt ourselves and hurt other people? Well, anger has within it a secret ingredient. And if you were listening to Johnny, you may have spotted what the secret ingredient is. Anger contains energy. And so what we can do is harness that energy and choose to use it to empower us to do good. That's what we can do with our anger when we feel it's okay to be angry. Okay? Because you've probably noticed, well, you noticed when you saw the John McEnroe clip, when we're angry, we get a burst of energy, don't we? And when Naomi is overtaking Johnny, there's that extra boost that's available. But that's what anger does. We do get energy from anger. And we can choose to use that for good. It's a choice that we must make. We can think, okay, something bad has happened. I need to respond to that. I can't just ignore it. That would be wrong. I feel angry, but I'm not going to go crazy and violent and lose it. I'm going to use that energy I have within me to do something right and good and proper in response to that bad thing that's happened. Something constructive, something positive, something good. I mean, we know anger's right because Jesus was angry and he did that. He drove the money changers out of the temple. That was a good thing to do because they were making a house of prayer, God's house of prayer, into an opportunity to make money. Now, I want to show you a couple of examples of this from two people in history. First of all, Martin Luther King. So he was a Baptist minister, as you all know, and he was very angry about how black people were being treated or mistreated in the United States. And so what did he do? Did he go mad and start becoming violent and beating up white people? No. He used that energy to campaign peacefully for civil rights. And he actually won a Nobel Peace Prize for combating racial inequality through non-violent resistance. Another example, William Wilberforce, a Christian who was a member of Parliament years ago in kind of like the 1800s. And he felt angry against slavery. He realized that was wrong. He realized it's wrong to treat other human beings like animals and pack them all into ships and mistreat them and whip them and so on, and that made him angry. But again, what did he do with his anger? He harnessed it. He used the energy to campaign for 20 years in UK Parliament until finally the Slave Trade Act of 1907 was passed, and that was the beginning of slavery becoming illegal in the United Kingdom. They're examples that can inspire us and show us that it can be done. We can harness our anger for good. Before we finish off, I just want to talk about God and anger. You know, it's a funny thing. It's kind of true to say that anger is at the heart of Christianity. Because God is angry. What does God's anger mean? Here's a definition: his holy displeasure against wrongdoing. God is opposed to wrongdoing. What's God angry against? Well, we know that. Sin. Things like injustice, when we tell lies, when we're selfish and we bully people and we don't care for people and we're greedy and life's all about us. Those sorts of things. God is angry against sin. But what did his anger cause? Did he just wipe us all out, destroy us all, punish us all in his anger? No. We know that the cross is God's response to anger. Because when Jesus died on the cross, God's anger was redirected away from us onto Jesus. Jesus is described as a substitute. He came on instead of us. We deserve God's anger. We all do. I do. We've all done things that are wrong. We deserve punishment. But God's love caused his anger to be redirected onto Jesus. Jesus voluntarily absorbed God's anger when he died on the cross. The Bible says if we believe that Jesus did that for us, say, yes, Jesus, I do deserve punishment, but I believe you took my punishment, you absorbed the anger that should have been mine, and we become Christians. And God is no longer angry with us because it's all been dealt with on the cross. And if you haven't done that, you should, because you don't have this fear, God is angry with me, it's all taken away. And you can be friends with God, not enemies. But that's how what happens to God's anger. It's amazing, isn't it? God has every right to be angry with us. I mean, we know that it's right to be angry when someone mistreats us. God has every right to be angry with us. But his love redirected his anger onto Jesus. Let's finish off then. Let's recap quickly. We all feel angry. Sometimes it's good to feel angry, sometimes it's not. We need to figure out which is the right response in the situation. That can be tricky. Little prayer, God, please help me, is in order there. But we should use the energy from our anger to produce good things. So, boys and girls, just to help you think this through, a few scenarios to finish off, and maybe in your life you can think how you can respond. Maybe you feel angry because your best friend is being bullied at school. So what do? You go crazy? No. You use the energy from that anger to stand up for your friend and then tell the teacher what's going on. There's an example. Or how about this? Your baby sister cries a lot and it makes you really angry. But instead of just shouting at her or whatever, you can use your anger to do the right thing, to cuddle her, to soothe her, to comfort her. What about this one? Maybe your brother borrows your Nintendo Switch without asking you, and you feel really angry and you want to hit him, but you say, no, I'm going to talk to him and I'm going to explain to him that he needs to ask me first, and I'm going to talk to my parents too, and you sort it out without resorting to violence or anything like that. So there's a few scenarios just to help us, to stimulate us, think through, what about my life? Just think through now, your life. When do you get angry? Is that the right response or not? If it is, how can you harness that anger for good rather than for evil? So your anger does produce righteousness that God requires. Thank you for listening. We'll finish off now.